Let's talk some Falcons with our man, Mark Raimondi. He covers our Falcons for ESPN. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, guys, we make way for Atlanta United pregame. We had a conversation with Mike Conte today as they are getting ready up in Montreal. And hopefully they are able to come out victorious, Mike, and then move on to Miami. So that match is coming your way tonight, which means we're done a little bit early. Mark, it's good to have you back on the show, man. First and foremost, Mike and I spent a lot of time today talking about these Bucs injuries. What do you think it means for our matchup, obviously, on Sunday without Godwin and Evans? I mean, that whole offense looks completely different.
100%. I mean, those guys are really good, right? I mean, Evans... probably a Hall of Famer, right, in the future. We're talking about, you know, a hell of a 1-2 punch as far as wide receivers. Godwin was putting up numbers this year. I mean, he was on my fantasy team, guys, and I'm a little bumped out. I lost him, if we're being honest. But yeah, I mean, a lot of McMillan, maybe the rookie, you know, a lot of Cade Otton, you know, the tight end, maybe a lot of, you know, guys out of the backfield, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what that Bucs offense is going to look like, but taking away those two guys, it's a heck of a blow. It's a heck of a blow.
I know that we're trying to find some pass rush, and we're just, I mean, yeah, we're getting close, but still, those scores, and Raheem Morris talked about it today, touchdown before the half against Carolina, touchdown before the half at Mercedes-Benz. Do you see any solution in this building, on this roster, to get there?
You know, I think that there has been some encouraging signs from Arnold Ebiketie. And I know that he has not quite fulfilled that second round promise just yet. But if you watch the tape and you look back, and even some of the numbers like the Pro Football Focus, it seems like he's gotten better every week, and it seems like he's close. But that's what Jimmy Lake said last week. You know, we're close. You know, we're close. The process is right. You know, we're getting close. The results have not been there yet. Close is not going to be good enough. I mean, that's just the facts of the matter. But you know, it's week eight, and the time is now, kind of. You know, you have Judon on one side. He's got 1.5 sacks. This is a guy that, you know, had 15.5 sacks 2 seasons ago before that bicep injury last year, and the production has just not been there from the edge. I mean, if you look at who has sacked the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, you know, outside of the 1.5 from Judon, Grady Jarrett, 1.5. You got D. Alford from the you know, the nickel, right, the nickel corner, you know, and James Williams, who is an edge, but he's like a run stuffing edge, you know. So there hasn't been a lot of production from that edge, and that's a concern.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi, guys, talking about our Falcons. Offensively, it was, I mean, Sunday was like, it was a clunker. Okay, so that was just a bad game, or right now we're still trying to figure some things out. How did you view Sunday, and then what do we need to do to get right Sunday, this Sunday?
It's a good question. I mean, this is a weird team because they have played a lot of close games, a lot of close quarters. I mean, even the Carolina game, if we're being honest, was probably a little bit too close for comfort for the majority of the game. If you look at what other teams have done to Carolina, right? If you look at what, you know, Carolina has done this year, that game was close for an awfully long period of time. You know, a one score game for a while. And the Seattle game, it's like, yeah, the score at the end didn't look all that, you know, great for the Falcons, but that was also a one score or a 10-point game for a long time, and the Falcons were not really out of that game until that strip sack, you know, when Cousins lost the ball, then Seattle took it in, you know, for the score on the fumble. So, you know, this is a team that I feel like is still trying. I got to be honest, I don't know what this team is yet. You know, we're going into week eight, and it's like, what is the identity of this team? I'm not really sure. They played a ton of close games. You know, they've won games they could have lost. They've lost games they could have won, and I'm not really sure where, you know, that's going to fall now as you look in kind of like the second half of the season, so to speak, and, you know, got these big division games coming up, two in the next 3 weeks on the road. This is going to be the season, I think. I think the next 3 weeks we're going to know a lot more about Atlanta than we know now, hopefully.
Right. It is our man Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com. And that's the thing, Mark. I mean, we felt like, and this, it was kind of, not that we were being dismissive, but it was just such a flat game. All teams, even Super Bowl winner teams, put that kind of crap out there at least once a year, which is frustrating for the fans. But we're not there yet. You know, we're not there where we can take a game like that and just, you know, slough it off. I mean, this is one where I wonder, can we do things at the trade deadline? I know we're running out of, like, superstar free agents or viable trade scenarios where you can improve some of the things we're going to do. Meanwhile, the offensive line, are we going to be okay if Bergeron? Now, Bergeron, is he okay? What's the status? I know we have to wait till Wednesday to get the first word on what Bergeron's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Bergeron in the locker room on Monday, and, you know, he said he was feeling fine. Raheem Morris said that he thinks that Bergeron and I guess James Smith-Williams is also a little bit banged up in that game, and they're going to be okay this week. We'll see. You certainly don't want to lose someone like Bergeron, who by the way, having a pretty damn good season as a second-year player, you know, at the left guard position. He really coming into his own on that line, which has been mostly good, I would say. I would say it's been mostly, you know, quite good. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to say what, because you know, you look at the performances like they had on Sunday, right? The truly elite teams figure out a way to win when they have those performances. You look at Kansas City, you know, they can put out a stinker and still somehow beat a good team in San Francisco. The Falcons are not quite there yet, but I don't think they're so far off. The problem is they're right at the tipping point between being, you know, actually very good, but also being kind of, you know, mediocre and in the middle of the pack. They're kind of right at that tipping point, and I think it's really going to be, like I said, the next few weeks where we find out what is going to happen. I don't think a trade is really the answer necessarily. You know, you'd hope that Kirk Cousins is going to continue to get better, you know, coming back from that torn Achilles. You know, it's been just about a year now since he's had that. We're kind of in that time frame where, you know, it was week 8 last year. We're going into week 8 now. So, I mean, you know, you got to figure that he's got another gear that he's going to hit. You know, maybe get back to that 509, you know, yards against Tampa like the last time. We'll see.
Mark, speaking of, you know, what's going on with this offense, we're going to week 8, right? Halfway point, if you want to say that. How do you evaluate Zach Robinson and Jimmy Lake as coordinators and what you've seen so far?
I think, speaking about Zach Robinson, I think what you like as a Falcons fan is we saw week 1. It was not good, right? Week 1, I think, by all accounts, was a not a good performance by the offense by any stretch. And he's been able to make the adjustments, and he's been able to make, he's been able to change the formations. They're not going out of the pistol as much. You know, they've gotten Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. You know, you saw them kind of scuffle for a couple weeks with the running game, and now it's opened up again. And when the running game hasn't worked, the passing game, for the most part, has worked. Even against Seattle, I mean, they were running the ball, you know, down the Seahawks' throat with, you know, Bijan and Tyler. And they just couldn't do that when they were behind. And that's on the defense, you know. So I think Zach Robinson has adjusted, and I think he's become, you know, it's year one, so you can't completely evaluate him. But I think he's been pretty solid. And then Jimmy Lake, you know, we talked a lot about the team's defense coming into the season. And we knew the pass rush wasn't going to be any good. And they got Judon, and there was hope, right?
Right.
There was hope that it was going to be better. Has not been that so far. But, you know, you can't say the defense has been bad, because it hasn't. It has kept the team in games for the majority of the first 7 weeks. I mean, it's kind of been a bend but don't break situation in a lot of cases. But for the most part, when they've needed to get a third down stand, mm-hmm. and they did even against Seattle, but there was the penalties, you know,
right.
When they've needed that key third round, that third down stand, and they kick a field, the team kicks a field goal or what have you, they've gotten it. Except for really last week. So, I mean, it's not a full, you can't say Jimmy Lake has been a bad defensive coordinator. I think a lot of guys on that team are playing better. You know, I talk about like a Mike Hughes, you know, they're playing better than they have been in recent years.
Talking with Mark Grimondi, guys, as we get ready for the Bucs, they'll have short notice. And, of course, we already talked about the injuries. Real quick, I don't know if you have any insight into this. We picked up Philip Dorsett, added him to the practice squad, the former Broncos wide receiver. Do we have any pending injuries at wide receiver?
No, not from what I've seen or heard. I mean, Ray McLeod was on the injury list at one point a couple weeks ago, but it was just kind of like a precautionary thing. Sorry, guys, I'm in Atlanta, and you know things are happening in Atlanta,
right?
Sirens and all and whatnot. But nothing that I've seen. I just think that you're always looking for depth at wide receiver. You know, Rondale Moore has been out for the entire season, and you'd love to have another weapon out there. You know, a fourth guy. So Casey Washington get into the game. Late with Michael Penix out there, and you know, Kadarius Hodge also in the Bucs game get out there. But I think they're always looking for depth of wide receiver. That's always something that they could do without Rondale Moore the whole year.
All right, what do you think it's going to take, Mark? We'll be up there tomorrow. We'll get a chance to talk to Coach and a couple of players as well as they get to work on Tampa. What do you think it's going to take on Sunday?
Well, I mean, it's gonna have to be a complete performance, and I feel like there hasn't been that full four quarter performance yet from the Falcons, and I think they're gonna need that. And certainly, look, the Bucs don't have their two best wide receivers. That's not gonna hurt the Falcons' case on defense. And you know, we've seen the Bucs pass defense. You know, a few weeks ago, what Cousins was able to do with it. It isn't gonna be that same game. You know, this is the NFL. You know, things change on a week to week basis, but I really think that the one thing that they've really lacked so far is that complete four quarter performance, and it's time. You know, it's week eight now. You know, there have been games where, you know, they played well in the second half. There have been games when, you know, they played well in the first, really well in the first series, and they kind of, you know, sputter out. You know, there have been games where the passing game has been good, but the run game not so much, or the defense not so good. You know, they need the whole team. You know, they need that whole. They're not an elite enough team where, you know, they can fall back on one unit to kind of save them. They really got to play as a team, and it's got to be all four quarters.
Mark Raimondi, we appreciate you, brother. Be safe. We will talk to you tomorrow, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, gentlemen.